Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's play the whole song, all right? Crank this puppy up, James, would you please? It's very fitting for today.
Nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
Let's together like that. Birds of a feather, they just circle up together. And sing a chorus or two. Let's play right together with you. No, it really isn't. I could listen to that thing all day, every day, even out of season. It's so good. It brings your, you know, that sort of thing is really good for your heart. It's good for your circulatory system. It's good for your head. It's good for everything. So count on more of that. Even though I'm not going to be here next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you can handle it, Jay, right? You and Jennifer, you can handle it.
Yeah, we'll keep the feel-good music going.
Handle it, yeah. Feel good, all the feel-good stories, the good things that are going on. Did I talk yesterday about the 11-year-old who was sworn in as a police officer?
No, we didn't. No, they didn't. That is a great story.
Adam Colin is the name of this youngster. Well, actually, he's not the name of the youngster. The 11-year-old is a cancer patient. Adam Cohen, the chief of police in Franklin, Ohio, is in the picture with DJ Daniel during a ceremony where DJ was named an honorary officer of the Franklin Police. He's 11 years old, has cancer, sworn in as an honorary officer. Not there, but not just there, but a bunch of different departments. This was a ceremony held at the FBI Academy in Virginia this week. His journey to become an honorary police officer started a couple of years ago. His father has been mentoring him as well. He has had cancer for 4 years, and it's a kind of cancer that's terminal. It's a brain cancer, spine cancer, ugly. And so he and his father set this goal, and then a bunch of police officers helped him and the family when they were displaced by Hurricane Harvey and were living in Houston's George Brown Convention Center. So imagine the family confronting this, and then the fight that this youngster is going through, and the fact that there is this kind of support. See, this is, again, back to good police and what they, you know, what is that, what they stand for, what we all should stand for, not just them, is helping people like this to have their, they're not going to have a normal life, they're not going to have a long life, but they ought to have a good life as much as they can. And so here is this kind of underscore here. It's an inspirational story. He's become part of the police in a number of different police departments, as I've said, around the country. And you wish the kid well. Yeah, that's all. It's just, when I listen to that Christmas song, I think how much we have to be thankful for. And I see something like this happening to a youngster.
And that's what I think about, too, how young he is.
Yeah, teary. All right, well, I just mentioned storms. We're going to get an eyewitness news account from James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, because yesterday there were 7 different tornadoes blasting around your part of Texas. A number of people were injured, and now there's a blizzard. I'm looking at some of the weather stories around the country. It's time for Wackadoodle weather. It's the Wackadoodle weather and eyewitness news report from James Collins. All right, James, what did you experience with the tornadoes and the weather there where you are, and pretty much in central Dallas?
Yeah, no. So when we get off, when I get off here, it's around 8 o'clock. I drive about an hour, and then by the time I get back, I'm hungry, so I go to Whataburger, and sure enough, as soon as I'm in the drive-thru, I'm stuck now. I can't go anywhere. I get a whole bunch of warnings, tornado warnings. I get a phone call from my mom, my girlfriend, saying, hey, are you okay? What's going on? And then, yeah, there was a tornado that touched down about 2 miles away from where I was. I got my patty melt and just headed on home real quick.
Oh, it's so scary.
It was. That is. Yeah.
That is an eyewitness news account. What went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these things, this time of year, remember, we are on the 14th of December. So a week from today, there will be a change in seasons. It is like in the afternoon, the first full day is the 22nd. And with the change in seasons, every season, spring and fall, spring into summer, well, actually, no, winter into spring, and then fall into winter, each year is accompanied by these kind of wild storms, because there's all sorts of weather systems that are clashing. You see snow here, you see 85 degrees there, and then these systems over the middle of the country, they kind of come together, and so you've got the situation that we're talking about in Texas with tornadoes. You go north of there and there are blizzard warnings all over the place up in that central northern part of the country. And it is what it is. So please, let's not blame global warming. Oh, it's terrible. Or climate change, whatever it is. It is what it is, because that's what goes on. That's Mother Nature's welcome into the next season. Kaboom! That's a perfect welcome into the, you know, there's a change in sceneries. So, anyway, I thought that you would make. What else did you say? What else were we going to get? The eyewitness news, what else? It was the weather report. Okay, I guess I did the weather. So, moving up to the state of Oregon as we cover what's going on around our great and glorious country. Tell me what you think of this on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Is that too fast? Do I need to go slower when I give the address on the social media pages?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good Day Radio Show for Facebook and Instagram, and Good Day On Air for Twitter.
There you go. Okay, so the governor of Oregon is a lady named Kate Brown. She announced yesterday that she is going to commute the sentences of every single inmate awaiting execution in Oregon. She says the death penalty is going to be changed to life in prison without parole. She is only going to be in office for another month. She was using executive clemency powers to commute the sentences. Her order takes effect today. She said, quote, I have long believed that justice is not advanced by taking a life. The state should not be in the business of executing people, even if a terrible crime put them there. So, the Republicans say she lacks responsible judgment. I don't agree with that at all. I think there is so much. It's so expensive to execute somebody, number one, if you want to look at the practical side of it. Very expensive. Costs twice as much to execute somebody as it does to keep them in prison for life at $40,000 a year. So you do the math, right? If there's somebody, you know, it just depends on the age. But for the most part, it is not a good economic decision. Does it deter people from committing crimes like that? All you got to do is look at the stats and see how many people are continuing to commit murders. In Chicago, it's a pretty good example. All the gumshoes there will tell you that that there seems to be no stopping, no matter what's going on the streets there, and has been for the last, 16, 17 years. So, anyway, the idea that the criminals, a little bit of this. If Jennifer were here, she'd say they're choosing criminals over victims. And I'm not sure. If you have life in prison and you don't have parole, then how is that different than sticking a needle in somebody's arm? And again, I'm kind of looking, trying to look at this practically, but also the number, looking again at statistics, at raw statistics, the number of people that go to the death chamber over and over again turn out to be, some of them, not guilty. So
that's what I was thinking about too. Yeah, like you have to make you really need to make sure that this person is guilty of the crime. There is no, and it's typically it's always used for the heinous crimes, right? Like I'm not wrong on that, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep. So far this year, I don't know, a couple, what, 16, 17, 18 people have been executed around the country, all by needle, and they all were in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Missouri, and Alabama. What I see is a trend around the country that most states are moving away from the death penalty. Good or bad, in this circumstance, it seems to me that there are enough questions about this that make it problematic. I get the sentiment for not executing somebody. But then there are those people looking at some of the comments from thousands of comments to this, and I'm looking at several different stories online. This lady, Linda, says, when a criminal act occurs, it results in death. I feel it's cruel to make the family pay the room and board of the accused or the convicted. Their loved one is gone, and they now support the person responsible. That's a way of looking at it, but it really doesn't faff out in terms of the actual dollars and cents. So, food for thought. Here's some more food for thought about batteries that are weak this time of year when it's getting cold and you're left stranded. Unga bunga. That's when you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll test your battery free. If your battery needs to be replaced, professional parts people there will help you find the right battery that fits your car and your budget. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter. Check things out, the battery included, at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses as you go through your day today. It's 23 after the hour now. Celebrity news in the focus on social media. This is a trending story because pretty much any time Adele's name is in print, it becomes a trending story. She could have an ingrown toenail, and it would be a trending story on social media. It happens that she doesn't have an ingrown toenail. She has more about her life that she's being open about. Not the first time she's talked about her mental acuity or her mental, what's going on in her head. So we'll talk about that as she has talked about it right after this commercial opens up your head. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. Interesting. Kind of almost amazing that an artist that's successful like Adele, many if not most of the songs sound the same. And it's been that way for as long as I can remember as a student, a quasi-student of music or singers, pop music anyway. How going back even to the 50s and through the 60s, if there's a, like Van Morrison, you can tell immediately like two words in a chorus and then you know it's Van Morrison.
Oh, exactly. So many bands are like that. Tom Petty, the Beatles.
Coldplay. All right, so Adele is doing her Las Vegas residency, And she started to talk with her fans about her experience with therapy, which is kind of interesting, opening up like that in a circumstance like that at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. She's going to be there through March of next year. She admitted to the audience that she started going to therapy once again. She had stopped for a couple of years. She said she was attending 5 therapy sessions a day. Wow. Mm-hmm. After she got divorced.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, at the height of the divorce.
Yeah.
5 a day. Well, and I think it's pretty well known that she's been very open about the fact that she does not like performing live. She did a tour just kind of to prove that she could, but it wasn't her favorite experience. She just, she finds it frightening and terrible, and it just
is that agoraphobia? Is that agoraphobia?
I don't know if it stems from agoraphobia or not, being in large crowds, but she also has said that she's a perfectionist. What was it, the Grammys? Or she was doing some televised performance where she messed up and she stopped the whole performance and was like, we need to start again. Which, hey, good for her.
But she
also said that being in a room the size of what the Weekends with Adele residency is, that she may not be a big touring artist, but she definitely loves performing live, and that's all thanks to the residency.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. All right, good for her. 28 after, this is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Failed crypto exchange FTX's U.S. entity is not solvent, putting into doubt whether American customers can expect to see a return of their funds. At a hearing held by the House Committee on Financial Services, new FTX CEO John J. Ray III.
The question really is, are there wallets that we don't know about? Certainly that is the potential, because the way this company was organized, there may be wallets that don't have our names, we don't know where they are, and that's going to be a difficult task ahead of us.
The Pentagon is finalizing plans to send Patriot missile batteries that can shoot down incoming missiles to Ukraine. Russia has ramped up missile strikes on key Ukrainian infrastructure. As a result, the administration is scheduled to announce the deployment as early as this week. December 14th is National Free Shipping Day. Check with your carrier for details. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both progressive as an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At SimpliSafe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get live 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 40% off the whole home security system named the best of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
This is James. You know this voice.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts, really? You know, there are country stations. We think of Christmas music and radio stations around the country that play Christmas music, usually one or two, depending on the size of the market, that go country. That go Christmas. And now, with the country music, the number one and two formats in radio are news, talk, and country. And they share an audience, interestingly enough, more than pretty much any other of the formats. It doesn't happen to be my choice. I listen to, I actually don't listen to most of the news talk stations around because I find the stuff to be too repetitive and too angry, and I don't like it, so I don't listen to it. That's up to you one way or another. You do what you think is interesting, enjoyable, entertaining, whatever it is. I just don't have to be entertained by listening to the same old rattle traps talk about the same old crap over and over again. And that goes for music, too. Unfortunately, the program directors, and I say this hopefully lovingly to my kin who are program people, they take the path of least resistance, even when it comes to Christmas music. They take the top... And James, did I send you the article I'm trying to put my hands on, and I can't right now, that went through the top 25 songs that ASCAP, which is one of the performing groups in BMI and ASCAP, they pay their performers according to how many times the songs are paid, played. The performers, the writers of the music, and there's a list that's kind of new, or it's different this year, because it sort of shuffles the deck with the popular Christmas tunes. It lists the tunes itself, and then the various artists that do the tunes, and there are most of the big songs. Not that Joy to the World is not a big, it's sort of a quasi-religious song. You would sing that probably in church on Christmas Eve.
Definitely one that's sung on church on Christmas Eve.
Right, yeah. So then there are the secular songs. There's spiritual, sacred, and secular songs. The secular music is what I like at Christmas time, because it's like what we played at the beginning of the hour. If you didn't hear it, you can go back to gooddayshow.com and hear this hour and hear that little bit of music. You'll hear that on all the Christmas stations. But anyway, the point I was trying to make was that Christmas now appears separately on the country music stations, where they'll take the regular country music off, and they're usually in a fairly good-sized market, two country stations, one that plays current country and one that plays the classic country music. I kind of prefer the classic country, because that's actually the first radio program I ever did and get paid for was a country show on a station in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school. It's called the Double T Roundup. and it was, more or less, listen, the boss said to me, "Hey, kid, what do you know about country music?" I said, "I know everything about country music," and I didn't know a doggone thing about
country
music.
Well, yeah, because that's the only right answer.
That's right. I know it all. So anyway, that's how I got started. And so as I look at how it's matured over the years, and now even the last few years, there have been country stations that have just gone country Christmas. And there's a whole catalog, not that they're different, it's kind of the same songs, but just sung by country artists. And they do, you know, it sounds a little bit country.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, because those are the standards. And right. There are, like we know, a lot of FM stations will turn to only country. Right. Most country stations will sprinkle in the country Christmas music. There's a Sirius XM station that's typically called Red, White, and Booze, and it's a mixture of country, classic country, and some classic rock. And
they
go full country. Country Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that. The country Christmas, on Sirius, I listened to Willie's country, Willie Nelson's country.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter is a disc jockey on, and she's actually quite good. Right? It's kind of like on the 60s channel, there is Peter Noon, who's an awful, listening to him talk is like scratching the blackboard with your fingernails. I like his singing, but I don't like listening to him talk. But his daughter also has the shtick on Sirius, and Natalie is her name, and she's really good. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, good news about the only Nanu, how do you pronounce this? Nanuplets? I guess that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 girls, 4 boys. We were talking about these youngsters, the Guinness Book of World Records. This is it.
They turned a year old. They finally made it out of the hospital.
Out of the hospital, yeah. Right. Can you imagine giving birth to 9? The doctor says, okay, there's one more in there. Oh, wait a minute. There's another one. Oh, wait a sec. There's one more. No, there's 2 more. Here they come. They came out at 30 weeks. They've been in the hospital to get care. And they've been, as Jay was just saying, they've been there for a year now. They're out. They're Moroccan youngsters. It's interesting to look at the names and the circumstance. The mother's 27 years old. She was taken to a clinic shortly before her baby's birth. The doctor who runs the Ministry of Health there announced that they believed she was expecting 7 children, and then 2 more popped out. And they weighed each of them between 1 pound and 2 pounds. How do they survive at 2 pounds? Didn't we have somebody last week who were talking about a number of babies that were born and they were all like same category. Didn't we talk about?
Yeah, there was
like
one I believe recently that was 1 pound. Well, that's the thing with the preemies; they are always so little. The micro preemies. I have a cousin who was born so small that she basically had to wait till she was 4 pounds. She was healthy, but she had to wait till she was 4 pounds to be discharged from the hospital. And think about that, too. The parents of preemies, and these, especially these micro preemies who spend so much time in the hospital past their birth, these parents, when they are expecting, they also expect to have their child and leave the hospital with their child. And when they don't get to do that. They have to go back home, come back to the hospital and visit. They can't just stay there the whole time. There are visiting hours. And
some instances, like my grandson, Jasper, was not originally scheduled to even be born in a hospital, but because Sophie was going through so much, they brought her to the hospital enough to get some the spinal stuff. Baby was born in the hospital. They were right back home. They weren't even there for a day. But the, you know, everybody's, it's a different circumstance. That baby had been watched carefully and was healthy to begin with. But these other circumstances, everybody's different, and we all have different circumstances. And if having a baby born today is my grandson Miles' birthday, and so last night we were talking about it and how he's now wising up at the age of 8 to what it means to be to have a birthday around Christmas, because Megan's birthday, his mother, her birthday is the 27th. So having birthdays, and we all teased about this when she was a youngster growing up, you know, we separated them out, but it's hard to separate them out, really, because it's all kind of one big celebration. Yeah, right, exactly. Festivus Christmas, I guess we could call it. I'm going to go back to the conversation we were having, making reference last half hour. If you weren't listening, you can catch it on gooddayshow.com, where all of our programs air all day, every day. I made mention of the fact that the governor of Oregon has commuted all 17 people on death row, and she's a Democrat, and my friend who runs, I'll say it again, Doc, there it is, KQEN, our affiliate in Roseburg. We have thousands of listeners all over Oregon, and so this is one town that's very active. The radio station does a great job of presenting. I'll just say that to blow smoke into Mr. Bailey's ears, but I just think that they kind of get how to do this. And anyway, there was a GOP response on the death penalty change from the governor. Certainly you can imagine that it's the number one story in Oregon today, and probably will be for, you know, a couple of days or through the course of the week. So the Republican leader of the Senate has released a statement, press release, and the Republican leader, his name is Tim Knopp. He's from Bend, Oregon. Let's see, what does he say? Quote, did the people of Oregon vote to end the death penalty? I don't recall that happening. This is another example of the governor and the Democratic Party not abiding by the wishes of Oregonians. Even in the final days of her term, Brown continues to disrespect victims of most violent crimes. So, and as I said, she used her executive authority to pardon or commute these sentences. I didn't see there was a pardon. It was just commutation from life in prison. I'm sorry, from the death penalty to life in prison.
Mm-hmm, without parole, yeah.
That doesn't constitute a commutation in my book. Now, maybe I'm not seeing the whole story, but this looks like all of the sentences were changed to life in prison without the possibility of parole. So this is going to, it's like everything else, a political thing. All Republicans are not going to agree with the leader of the Senate in Oregon, and all Democrats are not going to agree with Governor Brown as to what her actions are. It's a choice. The reason I'm bringing it up and putting it that way is because people who just think we ought to lock step in the direction of our Republican quote-unquote leaders or the quote-unquote Democratic leaders, come on, you got a mind of your own. Think it through. And how does it wrestle with you? If you're a Republican and you can think it through for yourself, Maybe you come to the same conclusion. But to just sign on because the leader of the Senate says, yeah, this is what we all should believe, nah, that's kind of nonsensical. And the same with the Democrats. People who are Democrats are, you know, maybe they don't sign on with a governor. And that's good because we all should be thinking for ourselves no matter what our party is. And I'd say that would be the lesson I'd take away from this in the long haul. All right? And just whatever it is, it's... Okay, so we don't agree. That's not the end of the world.
But also, wait until you only have one more month in office to do all of this? If this is something that she was passionate about, why was this not worked on previously?
They all do it. Like Trump, every president, I don't know about governors, but presidents all wait till the last day sometimes to give me. Look at how many people's sentences that in the last month, even the last week, last day of being president, that Trump commuted. It's a tradition at the end of the term to do this sort of thing. Because you don't, you know, it's kind of a cowardly way of doing it because you're not held accountable, in a sense. Right? I'm leaving, so what are you going to do to me? Nah, 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 nah. I'm doing what I want. And that's kind of how it shakes out. So they aren't. They're not accountable to anybody at this point. The election's over. And so they just kind of do what comes naturally to them, doing what comes naturally, which rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I think, frankly, this is my read on the whole thing. The general use of executive privilege is overdone, both on the state level. It's way overdone on the federal level. Way. Trump, Obama, I think even Bush, you go back to that era, there are way too many things done claiming executive privilege. Actually, it started with Clinton, I think, more than anybody else, but it's way overused. So we have a three-system government for. You got the legislative, the judicial, and the executive. And there ought to be responsibility and checks and balances. And if the governor or the president says, okay, I'm doing it my way, no, that's not the way it's supposed to work. At least in my book. All right, 48 after this is Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Some people don't ever want to miss our discussions of what's going on the farm with our Farm Food and Family Daily Report here. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program, starting out with not one, but two recalls. Unga bunga. First one is a report from Ohio issuing a health alert for certain cheese products made by Yellow House Cheese. The health alert, as of this posting, looking at the website, the alert is for the company's Seville Spread Brown Sugar Cinnamon. There is no antibiotic testing and pasteurization record for the milk used to make the cheese. And it wouldn't stop me from using it, frankly.
As a matter of fact,
I'd rather use it if it wasn't pasteurized. Yeah. Well, okay, but in this circumstance, it depends. There are a couple of different offerings here, a couple of different ways of looking at this. If it's made with raw milk, it's probably better for you. Antibiotics are not helpful no matter what. A lot of people have severe allergies to some of the antibiotics that's put in either meat or, you know, the animals. Sometimes antibiotics into cows or into pigs or lambs or whatever it is. It's one of the things that isn't possible. You know, there are all these claims from the chicken people that we've never used antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's not really easy unless you have a medicated grain. You're not going to pick up a chicken and give it a shot. I've always got a kick out of that. Being, oh, I never use antibiotics. Well,
are you sure?
A little, yeah. It's a little difficult to administer them the normal way. All right, Utopia Foods is recalling Enoki mushrooms. Here's another health problem. This is a company from Glendale, New York, recalling packages of Enoki. These are mushrooms imported from China. Oh, of course. Yeah, there
well,
you go.
Well, I feel like we had an issue with Enoki mushrooms a couple months ago, too.
Yeah, somewhere else. Well, they're from China. So why would you eat anything that comes from China? Why would you buy anything that came from China? Never mind eat it. So if you're looking at the labels and you see product of China on it, put it back on the shelf and move on. That would be my way of dealing with that. Here's the story of 18 horses that have been surrendered here in Massachusetts. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals got a complaint. They were taken from a farm after an animal cruelty investigation. And now Nevins Farms has the horses. This is the single, the largest surrender of horses that I know of for the last number of years. Some of the horses are ill, and that any number of ways to treat them. Hopefully they'll make it. There are a lot of horses, a lot of farm animals at Nevins Farm, and so this time of year there are a lot of people that just don't have the money to take care of the animals. So instead of calling somebody and saying, hey, help me, they let them deteriorate, which is cruelty. If you have a problem, then you call somebody, MSPCA or whatever, and have them come help you out. They eventually were surrendered, but not at the, not at a time when most of the horses would have been okay. I've seen this. I have an animal sanctuary, mostly bovine. Got a couple of doggies and ponies and stuff that have been given to me over the last few years that I've taken care of on the farm. But mostly we have people who can't take care of cows because that's what I'm known for.
Mm-hmm. And there's no shame in saying, I can't do this. I need help my animals.
Not at all. It's much better for the animals.
You can do.
Yeah, exactly. Much better. All right. Here's the story of a taco shop flooded with orders after a daughter's Christmas wish to get her mother customers. This has gone viral on TikTok. There's a short video shot inside of a taco bout in Glenville, Illinois. Is that like Taco Bell? I suppose a different kind.
No, it's probably like mom and pop shop.
Right.
Small town ownership. But people showed up, and it wasn't just members of their own community. Like, people drove 3.5 hours after seeing this online and were like, you know what? They probably have really good food. I'm going to go check this out. Go support.
Yeah. Well, the mother running the needed customers, and so the daughter posts this TikTok thing, and people showed up. There are thousands, tens of thousands of comments after this. 38 million views. Good heavens. There it is. There's my mom. I'm helping her out. Youngster's name is Joey. Good. There's a good story for you. 59 after this is Good Day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.